Hi, my name's Julie Macken, and welcome to the last of More Civil Societies for 2019. All things being equal, we'll be back in 2020. I was wondering how to wrap up what has been a really extraordinary year. A year full of drought, fire, a whole lot of bully boys running various countries into the ground. It's been a year that has seen the Australian economy slowing as wages flatline and as we stop being consumers. Even though I suspect we are really all becoming citizens again. Work has become even more insecure for even more people, and Australia's national flock of sheep has crashed. People have begun to seriously consider the question of food security in Australia. Then we've had the various royal commissions, which appear to be one of the few structures most of us still trust, actually. Nevertheless, those commissions revealed first horrific child abuse and sexual assault on kids by men apparently ordained by God to lead and protect them. It saw Mr. Pell go from cardinal to criminal, while other commissions revealed the depths to which the banks had sunk in their venality and greed, charging dead people, exploiting ignorance and anxiety with almost a predatory drive. And then there was the Royal Commission into Aged Care. The abuse by staff, the straitjacketing done by powerful medication, the staff shortages, lack of training, and the pursuit of the profit motive have made nursing home places of real despair and fear. They are incredibly scary places for our parents to live and incredibly scary places for our parents to walk into. We've seen our federal government chase its tail with just really job creation schemes like the ill-named Religious Freedom Bill. Even as entire communities were burning to the ground and farmers were walking off their land in droves, all this do-nothing lot could do was spat and brawl over nothing. We are really cursed with pathetic political leaders at the moment. But when a journalist rang me late last week to ask me, as a member of the RFS, what I thought about the equipment we were using, and that was that drama about should we use P2 masks or P3 masks and, blah, blah, blah. And what I thought about whether or not we needed new masks, I had to stop and have a think about what did I think about this. And I realised that was not the story. It is not, the story of the year is not whether or not we've got the right masks or any of what I've already said. The really extraordinary story about this year and about us, the Australian community, is none of the above, nor is it the design of masks. The extraordinary story that I want to end this year on is how wonderful we are when there is just us, when the politicians have gone back into their bubble and we are confronted with an enormous threat, like the fires destroying much of New South Wales, Queensland, Western Australia so far. We really are a kind of wonderful thing to behold. Last week, I turned up with a few hundred other people very early in the morning in the middle of nowhere to find 30 or 40 big red fire engines. The Salvation Army were making us all bacon and eggs, and the local barista turned up juggling the coffee orders with her six-week-old bub being nursed by various aunties and uncles. She'd heard we were going to be there and she didn't want us to face the day without a really good coffee on board. Seriously, only in Australia. We're at the staging area to get our marching orders for the day, to collect our water, sandwiches, lollies, chips and fruit to take with us. We left there and spent the next 12 hours lighting backburns and making sure they didn't turn around and burn the houses we were trying to protect. We did one little house at a time as we moved deeper into very isolated valleys, and we were part of an enormous effort that week. I think over 3,000 people turned up for the RFS and spent hours and days protecting animals and homes and bushland. Look, it's absolutely exhausting work, and I was with some blokes who were doing 12 hours on, 14 hours off, repeat. And they had been doing that for weeks. Seriously, I have no idea where they get their energy. I was really proud to be in their company and to make just a tiny contribution to this massive effort. And that's what I think about as I read the most recent report, that tells us we have never had so much distrust in politicians and we have never been so disappointed in our democracy. More than any other country on the planet, we don't trust our politicians. That is now one side of who we are. But the other side is the one that turned up early in the morning to spend the day, to spend their energy, to spend their time protecting the homes of people they had never met, and doing so with such a light touch and with so many laughs. This is something all of us can be incredibly proud of and remind ourselves that we're that people. We are that, we're all that person, those people. I guess I'm now like the majority of Australians who say they no longer believe in organised politics or politicians. I think that's probably quite a dangerous place to be for a country. But I am also increasingly someone who believes in us as a community. And I think that that number is growing as well. I think there really is a groundswell of hope and increasing trust in us as a community. Not the banks, not the church, not politicians, not fossil fuel companies that are, you know, funding the lot. But actually, I think there is a growing sense of faith and recognition that as a community, we can do extraordinary things. Have a great break. Take it easy. And see all of you, or hear all of you, next year. Thanks.